At first, this entire end of the world thing kind of bummed me out. Zombies everywhere, eating people's brains. It was a non-stop fight for our lives as we ran from the walking dead. Just me, my big brother, and a couple of billion zombies. Then my medications ran out. But that wasn't really all that bad. Being a little crazy all the time is a pretty good coping mechanism for the end of the world. But that was months and months ago. We survived, and eventually we stumbled across this survivalist compound. No one was here, so we just strolled right in. I guess they were on vacation when Armageddon happened. Really poor timing on their part, but good for us. Now, for the first time since all this happened, we're totally safe. This place is virtually impregnable. Oh, and the food. They had so much food stockpiled, we'd never starve. Even if we didn't have our own garden. We were both so starving when we got here that we ate until we were sick and then kept going. There's even electricity from the windmills and the solar panels, and running water. I can take hot showers any time I want. I even have my own bathtub that I can soak in for hours. But I think this is the best part. We've got guns. Not just handguns or rifles or shotguns, we're talking military weapons here, from around the freaking world. So many sexy automatic weapons, machine guns, and even flamethrowers. Whenever I'm feeling down, I can just grab a couple of guns and kill zombies to my heart's content. Then, after blowing the heads off of a few dozen zombies, I can go back to my room, take a nice hot bath, and give myself a really incredible orgasm. Oh, it makes you uncomfortable when I talk like that, doesn't it? I remember when I thought it was just because I was your little sister. That would make most sense. But then I started to realize that me talking about sexual things turned you on a bit. Or maybe it just reminds you that the only woman in hundreds of miles, possibly on the entire earth, is your little sister. Too bad that you're the last man on earth I'd ever have sex with. Even if you are actually the last man. Because it's been almost a year since I've had a cock in me, and I think those medications were suppressing my sex drive. Once I ran out of them after the end of the world began, it came roaring back with a vengeance. It was easy to keep it in check when we were on the run from zombies, but since we've moved in here, and I'm not worried about being eaten alive every day, I just find myself getting hornier and hornier. But apparently the survivalists didn't think a vibrator was a good investment for the apocalypse. So it's just me and my fingers. At least until the cucumbers I planted are ready to harvest. Was that too much information? Or not enough? Because I've really been anxiously waiting for those things to grow. Right now, they're, shoulder-sized, but I'm optimistic we'll get something for a decent hentai. Then I might even leave my door open a crack. You know, by accident, of course, while I enjoy the fruits of my labor. Well, I guess that would have been funnier if you would have known that cucumbers are actually fruits. I probably should have mentioned that first. I can also still see you have that mixture of not being sure whether to be horrified or turned on when I say stuff like that. You seem to be leaning more and more to turned on, though. It's probably not helping that I keep walking around the compound in just these jean shorts and tank top. And that you've seen me once or twice in the hallway with far less. Would it be too much to tell you that I even had a sexy dream about you the other day? Maybe it's because you're the only man I've been around for so long. At least the only one with a recognizable face that isn't actively trying to eat mine. It was actually a surprisingly hot dream. And I think I came in my sleep. It was almost a disappointment when I woke up and I was all alone. I was even tempted to go to your room then and make the dream come true. But of course I came to my senses and just masturbated for an hour or two. Wow, you're getting really worked up, aren't you? I think I've found my new favorite way to pass my time. Well, besides shooting zombies and tending to my garden of future boyfriends, I can just keep teasing you, and then we can both go back to our rooms afterwards and take a nice, long, sexy bath. That should keep me occupied for months at least. But let's combine some of my interests with some extra fun. You're not nearly in my league as a marksman. You don't spend an hour each day taking target practice on the zombies like I do. But I'll tell you what. We'll both take one of these assault rifles here, and a full clip. We'll go to the sentry tower, and if you can kill more zombies than me before our clips run out, I have to do whatever you want. Anything. No matter how naughty it might be. When I win. Oh, I mean if I win. Then you have to take care of the garden and all my chores for a week. No, a month. If I'm putting my body on the line, it should be worth something. But not enough to discourage you. Because what's the fun if you don't take the bet? You have to weigh the risk of having to do all my work for a month with the reward of hitting the only pussy left in the world, even if it belongs to your sister. Oh, come on, there's always a chance you'll win. Maybe this is just a test to see how much you actually want to have sex with me, and I'll completely throw the shooting contest. What if I really am craving some hot incest action with my big brother? You are the only man around now, and the only suitably sized phallic object until the cucumbers get full-sized. I'll even sweeten the deal a little. I won't just sleep with you once. I'll have sex with you. All you want. Every way that you want. You just have to promise not to tell anyone. Just kidding. There's no one left to tell, except each other. Kind of like there's no one left to fuck. But you. What a tease. I really like this teasing thing. It's making me so turned on that I could almost forget this entire bet and bend over for you right here. Nah, that moment's passed. So, do we have a bet or not? Perfect. Grab your gun and let's get shooting. Well, fuck. I was planning on letting you get close, but I wasn't planning on my gun jamming. Best 2 out of 3? I didn't think you'd go for that. Damn it! I was going to tease you for months, maybe even years. Then, maybe I'd throw you a pity hand job after a while. Maybe I'd even blow you if I was feeling generous, but this... Let's just get it over with. No, let's not go back inside. Let's stay out here, where the zombies can watch us. I can bend over the rail here, and if I get bored, I can even shoot some of them. unloading a clip into them might be a distraction from you unloading into me. There, I guess I won't be needing these shorts or panties. Well, you're not wasting any time getting your cock out either, apparently. I'm keeping my tank top and the gun. Actually, give me your gun, since apparently mine is a piece of shit. This rail is solid enough for me to lean over, and close enough to the zombies to be fun. And, luckily for the both of us, between the teasing and the zombie killing, I got wet enough for this to actually work fairly well. So go ahead and do this then, before I change my mind and shoot one of us, or throw myself into the zombies. You don't need to rub my pussy. I'm ready for you already, idiot. Although it does feel nice to have someone touch it besides myself. You're not actually that bad either. Keep rubbing my clit. But put it into me now. Just because I teased you with my words and my body doesn't mean you can do the same with your fingers. Oh, the tip of your cock. Since you insist on sliding that up and down my opening. Oh, god damn me, fuck me already. Oh, feels surprisingly good to have a cock in me again. I mean, I knew I wanted a cock badly, but... I just wasn't thinking yours would feel this good. Then again, I guess I am fucking the handsomest man on earth with the biggest cock. Don't let that go to your head, though. You're probably the only man left on earth. But you're fucking the hottest girl left on earth with the best body. I guess it doesn't really matter anymore that I'm your sister, does it? There's no one left to tell us not to do it, or arrest us, or anything. Just the zombies, and they don't care, they don't judge, they just want to eat our brains. It's kind of sweet, actually. Fuck. The railing's starting to creak a little bit. Oh, no, it's holding. Don't stop, please. A little dangerous fun, isn't it? I don't think you'll let your sister, or the last warm pussy in the world, fall to her death either. So hold on tight, but keep fucking me hard. I'm definitely enjoying this. Maybe it's not such a bad thing that the gun jammed. As fun as teasing you sexually again and again would have been, I think this is actually even more fun. I may end up eating all of those cucumbers instead. Harder, damn it. Fuck me harder. Fuck my brains out so the zombies won't even give me a second glance. Oh, fuck. I dropped my gun. Well, your gun. We only have 1,000 more. I'll make it up to you. I'll make it up to you so you won't miss it at all. Don't forget I have to do whatever you want, so you can come in me if you want. You pretty much have to. We have a world to repopulate, right? So you have to try to make a baby in your little sister. I've been off my pills for so long, including the pill. So as long as you're not shooting blanks, I think we're good. Even if I were on birth control, I'd still want you to come in me because this is so fucking wrong. And I'm getting off on it so much. Oh God. Oh. I think we just confused the hell out of the zombies. And that's not easy. You confused the hell out of me too. I liked that way too much. That actually would have been worth doing even if you weren't the last man on earth. I kind of wish I hadn't waited so long, and then it hadn't taken the fall of mankind to bring us together. So I hope you enjoyed fucking me, because we're going to do it a whole lot more from now on. And I hope you like cucumbers. We're actually going to have to eat all of those things now.